Let ride, Clyde.
Go, Green.
I've been acting brand new. Bitches acting like they running shit, they really ran through. I spend that 500 before I ever trap you. They thought I was gon' fall off, I hate to bring you bad news. Threw so many racks, a bitch can't even see the flow. From Atlanta to LA, the only time I'm back and forth. Cheap niggas make you pee, rich niggas get you both. Gave a Bentley to ballet and let that nigga dry the boat. Let me pop off. Leave the club, sloppy drunk, come home and get my rocks off. Her bitch from the south, he tryna see me knock his socks off. Told them bitches meet me at the top, think they got lost. I'm on go like Grizz. She thought I would kiss her ass, she must ain't took a man. Shit around my neck, it cost her arm and leg. But that nigga set for life, I let him give me praise. I done it all, feel like shot it low. Laughing to the pain, but shit is not a joke. Say she got a problem, imaginary smoke. Bitches set it up, then put it on the floor. I done it all, feel like shot it low. Laughing to the pain, but shit is not a joke. Say she got a problem, imaginary smoke. Bitches set it up, then put it on the floor. I don't know what y'all been told. Bitch, your mans know if you don't, what's happening? Ribbon on me, I've been acting brand new. I ain't smoking on no Zylo, bitch, I'm smoking on you. Put your bestie in a pack and now I'm smoking her too. I've been ballin' so them hoes could've went to LSU. Huh, got so many chains on, I can't even see my throat. These hoes don't do enough, that's why I always do the most. Broke niggas get the dick, rich niggas sponsor goals. Only thing a nigga get from me for free is free to bros. Let me pop it off, pour me to the biggest slug. Baby girl, come top it off. She said she don't like me cause she love me, duh, knock it off. That bitch made some pages just to sub me, but I'll block them all. All these hoes just mid. Got her lurking on my page before she see her kids. Shitting on these bitches, dunking on their heads. Get these hoes some melatonin, put their ass to bed. Nigga cry for what? Bitch, these are denim tears. I'm sexy dancing in the house, I feel like Britney Spears. So put it on the floor, just like their career. What they got on me, bodies in a couple years. I done it all, feel like shot it low. Laughing to the pain, but shit is not a joke. Say she got a problem, imaginary smoke. Bitches set it up, then put it on the floor. I don't know what y'all been told. Bitch, your mans know if you don't, what's happening?
Yeah, it's getting kind. I'm in the booth playing with my
big Lotto, big party. It's a real
bitch
party. Put it on the floor again, bitch.
We grind or die.
What?
We grind or die.
What?
We grind or die.
What?
We grind or die. Run hard, you hear us bust. Molesting ops are getting touched up. Fresh lining for the touch up. Social distancing, they can't touch us. We turning up on Tuesday. We mopping on them Thursdays. They cannot see us even though we shining. Better watch the drip cause we them blinding. Bay fresh, we stay on. Making moves out of Duval 365. We play songs, reality, no cap dog. We the team with big dreams. Certified on all streams. Aiming with them red beams. Better turn up when you hear me. We grind hard radio. We grind hard radio. We grind hard radio. We grind hard radio.
And let the motherfucking beat drop. What it do, world? It's the mayor of Duval County. It's your boy Jit Chronicles, and I'd like to welcome everybody back to another episode. Another edition of Grind Hard Radio. I'm in the building with the host and the president of GHR, Carta Mafioso, a.k.a. the Hood Loud King, better known as the God, Divine You. What it do, Vic, bro? Ma. We ain't got Carta. That was your cue.
Oh, my bad. All right, what up, world? It's your boy, Carta Mafioso, a.k.a. DJ Bass Mob, 803, live in the building, the God, Divine You. About to turn it up with my team, my squad, Team GHR and the Black Larry King, Jit Chronic.
Let's get it. Let's get it. That's what's up. That's what it is, man. Next up to the squad. Next up on the microphone, representing that 6-1 Nina, representing that Team Beat Shop. We got the Queen, Miss Chief, in the building. How you doing tonight, Donna?
Hey, everybody. It's Super Tuesday. It's your girl, Miss Chief, representing that 6-1 Nina, Southern California, and I'm ready to turn up with my fam. Let's get it.
Let's get it. That's what's up. That's what it is. All my exes live in motherfucking Texas. I don't know if I should be saying that or not, but I still feel like it's Team No Filter-ish around this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And it's No Coast best like the fucking West Coast. It's still going to be West Coast to me, man. We got the man, Dope Ass Music live in the building. What a new fam, fam. I was all over with that one, goddamn it. Go ahead, though.
Yo, all my exes live in Texas.
I'm gonna leave it alone.
I get my drugs from Tennessee.
All right, and that whiskey too. All right, that's what's up. Get some whiskey. Go down there, goddamn it. That's what it is, man. We squad deep tonight. Next up on the squad. Next up on the microphone. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna take it to my neck of the woods. We're gonna take it to them Florida waters. Representing that 305. It's the R&B gangster of Ground Hard Radio. It's your main man, Razor, live in the building. What it do, big pimp?
Yo, what's good, fam? Real fire raising in the city. You know I'm the man in my city. Let's get it popping tonight, man.
Let's do it. Let's do it. That's what it is, man. Next up on the squad. Next up on the microphone. He international. He all over New York, Atlanta, Duval. You know what I'm saying? He like Visa. He everywhere you want to be. You know what I'm saying? We got the main man, serial entrepreneur. We got your boy, newest cast member of Ground Hard Radio, J.R. Stunner, live in the building. What it do, fam, blam?
Bop, bop, bop. Say, man. Hey, man. Say, man. It's your boy, J.R., man. I'm ready to get this thing twerking tonight.
Let's pop. Hey, let's go. Let's get it. That's what's up. That's what I'm loving the energy tonight. That's what it is. All right. Last but never least round this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? We're going to take it to the Mississippi Movement, representing that 228. It's our motherfucking resident DJ, the legendary DJ Sergeant Rock. What it do, big bro? And that's true.
Man, what's happening, man? You know what I'm saying? Hey, look, y'all might as well get ready to turn up tonight. You know what I'm saying? Because we got a hell of a fire-ass show prepared for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because we are Grind Hard Radio. And we are Reality Radio. You see what I'm saying? So, shit, all we need y'all to do is just kick back, relax, pull up, roll up, and please don't forget one of the most important things that you will figure out if you keep listening to the show. We run the matrix around this regular-ass bitch. Yo, shit, let's run a power move on their ass and do this shit the right way, GHR style. You dig, trio?
That's what's up. That's what it is, man. And you already know we got an action-packed show for y'all tonight. You know what I'm saying? We got an exclusive interview with your girl, Cecily Monae Jay. She's a singer. She's a songwriter. She's an actress. She's trying to do it all. You know what I'm saying? So we can't wait to chop it up with her. And DJ Sergeant Rock, Big Broski, what's the motherfucking topic for tonight?
Oh, man, the topic for tonight, this is going to open up a real lane, for real. You know what I'm saying? GHR, topic of the night is, what are your thoughts on the future of hip-hop? You know what I'm saying? What are your thoughts on the future of hip-hop? You know what I'm saying? So we going to have a real discussion tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Let's get it.
On everything.
That's what's up. Trill. That's what it is, man. Yeah, so you already know what to do. Make sure you hit us up, 323-693-3043. Press 1 if you want to go live. Y'all know they say COVID back in these streets, so if you want to quarantine and chill with Ground Hard Radio, you can quarantine and chill right with us and on Ground Hard Radio chat rooms. Team, I'm going to hit y'all with two back-to-back tracks, and we're going to start this thing off. We're going to take it to the motherfucking 803, man. It's your boy, Carter Mafioso, and King Ski,
hey,
with no disrespect. Live on Ground Hard Radio.
Hey.
Turn up for a
motherfucker.
True.
Yeah,
yeah.
Introducing our DJ,
Carter. Can't be disrespecting the gods. 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 Ain't taking no disrespect. I'm labeled the king of the mix. Get love from your hood or your set. In the game so long, I'm a bitch. Don't get involved with the nonsense. Yeah, I stay woke, I'm conscious. South Mecca, the residence. Our lives were manifesting. We go from knowledge to born. Born back to knowledge. 120 is my college. I'm a universal flag with honors. Now my duty's the teacher. It don't matter long as I reach ya. Cause they trying to defeat ya. And they really don't want me to free ya. They trying to keep all y'all blind. Beating your poisonous line. Keeping you deaf and dumb. That's the reason you're losing your mind. I stay wise and civilized. Right over left, stand the vanguard. Coming through, we the God tribe. Reppin' the sun and the moon and the star. I be divine, universal. 360 degrees, my circle. Ain't nothing worse than a savage. A snake could turn back and bite ya. The wise man of the east, whose name is Allah. The supreme being, the black man is God. Can't be disrespecting the gods. 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 Nah.
Introducing my DJ,
Base Mob. King Skeez, where you been? I've been around the world, but I'm back again. I've been trapping, trapping.
Hood Loud Studio.
King Skeez, where you been? I've been around the world, but I'm back again. I've been trafficking, but that's past tense. On my Tina Snow, cash shit. Shamboy and a skeet mash on the beat. Jimmy Butler flow, I deliver heat. Kids with no regard, disrespect the guard. Look up in the sky, pull them next to guard. Bar for bar, track for track. We got old heads, we got Thundercats. We got auto-tune, we got commercial ads. Conscious rap, but no mumble crap. It ain't none of that, we done with that. And if you ask a Carter, I am back. The fire's back and I'm firing that. Mummy style, that's a rap. The gods, can't be disrespecting 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 the gods. 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 Nah.
I'm that chick fire. Air It Out Radio.
Air It
fire.
Out.
You can catch me Mondays 10 to 1. AirItOutRadio.net. And yo, Grind Hall Radio. Throw another
banger on.
1, 2, 3, and I woke up early this morning and I went through the 5 and 9. I saw this pretty young lady that was real, real fine. Whoa. I tapped her on her shoulder and said, excuse me, man.
Crazy. I'm Gucci. I'm Gucci. I'm Gucci. I'm fucking Gucci. I'm Gucci. Medicine. You gotta watch.
That's what's up, goddammit. I'm hitting you with the goddamn classics on Grind Hard Radio, goddammit. We going back to what we know around this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Hey, you heard me.
Yeah.
Definitely. Love those tracks, man. This Grind Hard Radio, make sure y'all hit us up. 323-693-3043. If you want to talk, make sure you press 1. You can check us out on all Google Podcast platforms, including the TuneIn app, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and as usual, you can download the show and take it with you to go on iTunes, you know what I'm saying? So just Google Grind Hard Radio. We going to pop up, you know what I'm saying? Team, I want to run down the playlist real quick. At the very top of the show, that was Bia and Cardi B with Put It On The Flow. Then we hit y'all with Carter featuring King Skeet with No Disrespect. And that last track that y'all heard, that was The Queen, Miss Chief, with Gucci. One of my favorite tracks from me, you know what I'm saying? So salute,
Thank
Queen.
Thank you, brother.
Indeed. Team, right now, goddammit, y'all know we squad deep. We got a whole new squad coming in this motherfucker. So right now, team, we've been joined by Mr. Crystal City himself. It's your boy, Cobra Immortal. He live in the building. He said he going to pop the fuck up tonight. What it is, Big Broski, and pop your shit, man.
Yo.
What it do?
It's your boy, Cobra Immortal. Yay. Yo, Grind Hard Radio.
I love it.
Grind Hard Radio. Let's get it, baby.
That's particularly wrong. All right. So check this out, team. Yeah. What you about to say, Rock? What you about to say?
I wasn't about to say nothing. It wasn't me.
I think it wasn't you. You was thinking it in your head, motherfucker. You was thinking it in your mind.
Man, look, every time that nigga come on the air and do that shit, bro, I'm telling you, hey, that's priceless right there, my nigga.
Right on, big dog. Right on.
Let's go. All right, so check this out, team. In about 12 minutes, we're going to have our guest the other night in the building. I'm so used to calling her SMJ. Your girl, Cecily Monet J, she's going to be in the building. We're going to chop it up with her. But, team, I wanted to throw this topic out there. And as I was saying in the meeting before the show actually started, it's okay if we all don't get to get our opinion on the topic tonight, because we definitely can do a part two on this topic this Thursday. But, team, on some real shit, I want to know what's y'all thoughts on the future of hip-hop. And, team, I don't know if y'all caught the thumbnail. Look, I'm thinking of YouTube. I don't know if y'all caught the caption when I put the topic of the night. It had your boy NLE Chopper. It had Sexy Red in it and Sukihana. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm trying to say is I'm not pointing nobody out. These are some of the popular people that's going on right now in the Internet. And I want to know, is that the future of hip-hop? How y'all feel? And, team, if I could say this real quick, too, I'm not too familiar with the dude in Sexy Red or whatever. Now, Sukihana, I don't know none of her music at all, but I can tell you that she's fucking entertaining. I like her personality, and I love her on Love & Hip-Hop Miami. So I fuck with her, but I couldn't tell you what she's saying or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? But, team, you know, y'all the artists on this goddamn panel, you know, so I want to know what y'all thoughts on the future of hip-hop. And we're going to start off. Y'all know we some gentlemen over here. So, ladies first, I want to start off with Miss Chief.
I'm giggling with Rock, but I don't think that
that's
they are
the future
of hip-hop. No, I don't think, you know, just like with every genre, you know, there is, I think that's just ratchet music. Like, I don't think of them as hip-hop or rap or anything like that. For everyone, there is someone that has an audience. Everybody has an audience, and I'm not the type of person, I'm not going to shoot down nobody's dreams or say somebody trash. I personally don't like their music. Sexy Red and Suki or whatever the fuck her name is, like, they don't represent me as a female, as an artist, as a female in general, you know. So Yeah, I just think that, you know, everybody has a genre. I don't know where the fuck they fit. I don't think that they are the future. I don't think that hip-hop, like, hip-hop in itself is a culture. So, you know, they are part of that culture, but they like stepchildren. And I just don't think that they gonna, like, I can't see no Suki and no Sexy Red no 10 years from now or nothing like that.
Okay.
Like,
I think
they went above and beyond, like, you know, when we had Little Kim and you know, we had Trina. And we had, you know, some other artists, you know, and they were a little racy, and we was like, oh, okay, you know, I think they just went over the top. But, you know, clout makes money. You know, let's just see when they get, like, 52 and 42, do they feel the same kind of way? You know, these artists out here, they got to be careful of what they're representing, because you will always do that in the eyes of your audience, and that's what I got to say.
Yep.
Hey,
but Queen,
that's
I got to say this. I love how you put that, because I had a conversation with a good friend of mine, CG the Prince, and he kind of said the same thing. He was just like, well, shit, he was like, this is what the nigga said. He was like, jit. Let these young folks ball out. He said, ain't nobody say nothing to us when it was Lil' Kim, when it was Trick Daddy, when it was Trina. But my thing was, though, sis, at least they had talent. Like, I don't see it. Now aside from
Susanna,
because I watch reality TV. That ain't no secret. Like, I love – she's funny to me. You know what I'm saying? She's funny on Love & Hip Hop Miami. But I like her as a person more than a rapper.
I think sometimes if you got a good engineer and you got money behind you and you got a bomb ass beat, ain't nobody really checking for them words except them ratchets. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't personally go look for them and listen to their music. Like, I noticed Sexy Red years ago, and she wasn't so flamboyant. I mean, she was, you know, she was street. But what she's turned into, it just reminds me of, you know, that movie that Halle Berry was in? That's what they remind me of. Like, they took that and animated it.
I love it. That's what's up.
Talking about Bats.
Bats. Yeah, it's Bats. That's what the movie is. That's what they remind me. I don't know if y'all remember that movie. So that's what they just remind me of. You could put them next to an animated cartoon, and that's the fuck they look like. So, I don't know.
No, that's what's up. That's what it is. All right. Here go do. All right, we gonna keep this thing moving, man. Moving on down the line, and we're going to throw it to your boy, Carter Mafioso. What's your thoughts on the topic, bro?
No doubt. I would say hip-hop is doing what it's supposed to do, and that's staying alive. You know what I'm saying? We can't forget that hip-hop is a freedom of expression, you know, where you express yourself. And with all music, you got to have a look and a gimmick, you know, because after all, it's a business, you know, music business. So
true.
I see the people you name as they got a good look and they got a gimmick to offer with them. We might not agree, you know, with that gimmick or their look, but anything that attracts the eye is going to sell, whether it's dealing with sex, violence, money and drugs, it's going to sell. It's like with the, you know, in the movie. So I just see it as, you know, it's a new era, you know, because like my era of music, you know, the Wu-Tang, Redman, the Conscious era, you know, it was, you know, we was rapping about Black Power, Fight the Power, Public Enemy. And before then, you know, with the Sugar Hill Gang and Grandmaster Flash, it was more like dancing, you know, partying, you know, block parties. So I just feel like it's just a new era and a new trend, and it's going to change again. And, you know, most businesses target young artists because you can kind of you can kind of get somebody the young to kind of do whatever you want them to do once you give them money, give them a car.
Yep.
So it's easy to influence a young-minded person. So what they're doing, being that guys that's from the hip-hop don't own a lot of these companies and stuff like that, you got a Blow Joe running the business, and his whole objective is just to make money. So he's going to take everything we stand for and what we fought for, and he's going to – that's going to be obsolete to them, and they're just going to be thinking, how can they make a quick little $1 million, you know? So they already know what to do. Just like what Crazy Bones said, how they use gangster rap to put a lot of people in prison, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, to get the prison industry's business. So I feel it's going to be alive. It's never going to go nowhere because it's our it's the only thing we have to express ourselves. You know what I'm saying? And anything that's real and original, it'll never go nowhere. You just always going to have the imitation copies. You know what I'm saying? So it's staying alive. So as long as it's staying alive, then everybody still have a chance to do what they do, you know. But, hey, just keep it alive. You know, I might not agree with it and I might not be with that, but my peoples and my parents and people above me, older than me, used to be like, man, why you got them baggy pants on with them Timberlands on? Why you wearing your pants back inside out, backwards, you know, stuff like that. So it's just a trend, you know, for the new age.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, I don't know about the other cast members on the show, I feel like what everybody's kind of really agreeing on is, you know, it won't be much longevity with some of these artists, you know, so that's definitely what's up, Carter.
Right.
Yeah. No doubt, no doubt.
Let them get their
no
money and save it and invest it. Hopefully that's what they do.
Yeah, indeed.
Well, these young people got a good team behind them. They obviously got people working for them, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, they might flunk their, you know, little earnings, a little $1 million, and, you know, little wealth and shit, but they wouldn't have got that shit without the help of a good-ass goddamn team, man. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Good point. Right. Good point. Mm. Definitely. All right. Try to keep it moving real quick before our guests get in the building. We're going to throw it to your boy, Razor. What's your thoughts on the topic?
Shit, real talk. I think the same way that a lot of people is coming down on Sexy Red and Suki Hana, like they destroying rap. I mean, I'm from Dade County, and I remember when people were saying the same kind of shit about Luke. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
when he had his genre of music, and everybody was really coming down on his parties and his music and the lack of lyrical content and creativity is what they called it. But this is the same person who made the way for freedom of speech and was banned by the president. So I think, you know, and he's never gotten his real respect in the game from the East Coast or the real hip-hop heads. They never speak on him like we just did hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, 50 years. And nobody's talking about the real freedom that he gave to most of the artists to be able to say what they want to say and do what they want to do in their music. And, you know, with all things, it might be some people that take that freedom and exploit it, but ultimately it was for the betterment of everybody. And I think that with anything in hip-hop, it's the wave right now. And, you know, maybe we've seen it a million times. These artists might have 2-3 years in them, and then it's on to the next one. So I don't think there's much to worry about. Hip-hop will be fine, safe, and thriving for the next 50 years. Trust me.
All right. That's well said.
Okay.
Well said. Yeah.
Hey, and the quick add on to that real quick, if it wasn't for Luke, you wouldn't have the girls in the videos with the dresses and skirts and dancing nasty. So salute to that, Razor.
Big fact.
No doubt.
Big fact.
All right, man. Because, team, I'm trying to tell y'all something, man. It's so many callers on these switchboards, man. Shout-outs to the 904. I see when a pretty lady come through, goddammit, that's when y'all come hitting the switchboards. We got the 305 Miami in the motherfucking building. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot. It's a lot going on. So, team, while we're waiting on our guests to get into the building, I think we could take. What's going on?
Yes, I'm texting.
All right, I got you. All right, so while we checking that out real quick, I'm about to get into this interview in a second, but I want to get Dope Ass Music opinion on the topic real quick. What's your thoughts, bro?
Man, so I'm kind of upset because Razor took my whole little Luke, because, you know, you think of Luke, they said, oh, he was, you know, oh, my God. And then you got, Beastie Boys, you got Vanilla Ice, you got Rob Bass. Every 10 years, it's a new music that comes out and is supposed to take down hip-hop. But at the end of the day, there's always going to be, you know, great rap. There's always going to be rap that appeals to the basics. Like, you know, at the end of the day, if I want to twerk, if I want my girl to twerk and throw the hands, I don't want her twerking to J. Cole. I need something for the twerk.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? It,
right.
It is.
Right.
There's specific music for who you are. Now, as far as what it appeals to you, okay, well, it appeals to you. But every now and then, you know, I want to ski. But then sometimes, I want to use my frontal lobe. Sometimes I want to use my frontal lobe, so I'm going to throw on some J. Cole or some Kendrick or some Big Mike. Killer Mike, my bad, Killer Mike. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I might even want to listen to some Nas. There's always going to be something for everybody to listen to. It's just, at the end of the day, you know, hip-hop has always appealed. It's a young man's sport. Oh, no, it's a young man's fad and fair, but it's old people making money, the most money off of it. So.
That well said, bro. Well said, my brother. Been chopping that shit up. That's what it is now. Put it out there. All right, so team, we're gonna see what we can do with that topic. But right now, man, we got the guest of the night in the building. Once again, our guest is a singer, a songwriter, you understand what I'm saying? An actress. Because back in the day, you're supposed to have talent. You're supposed to be able to sing, dance, act, jump, cartwheel, all that shit to get on.
Yep.
And she got it. So I want y'all to give a warm welcome for your girl, Miss Cecily Monet J.
Hola, hola. Hey, thank you guys for having me, Reinhardt Radio.
What's happening?
Queen, what's going on?
What's going on,
darling?
Yes, well, I'm happy to be here. I am tired. One, but I am so grateful to be able to stay up.
That's
my little old lady.
I ain't going to bed. Hey, it's all good. I'm right there with you. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good. But Queen, we first on behalf of myself and the Castle Grand Hall Radio, we want to say salute to you for taking time out your busy schedule to come kick it with us tonight. So definitely salute for that, darling.
Absolutely. No problem at all. I'm glad to be here.
No doubt. It's like old times. Team, this is not Cecily's first time to Grand Hall Radio. Years ago, I interviewed her, and to see you still on your grind, still doing your thing, writing, singing, I done seen you on reality shows, movies. You understand what I'm saying? So I just want to say salute. You keeping it going, you keeping it positive, you know, so it's a beautiful thing. So I feel like this all like a homecoming right now. So I know you, Queen, but for the folks out there who might not know you, can you tell the folks a little bit about yourself and your grind and how you get down?
Oh, definitely. Thank you for the introduction. It's been a long time coming. Definitely from the singing to the acting to this TV show, reality, this and that, it has all been a blessing to be able to have had those opportunities. And even more so now, still being able to do what I love. And I wake up every day, thankful that I get to do the things that I love to do. And for those who don't know, I've been grinding for a long time. It's mm-hmm. been a long time coming, And growing up, it was a thing for me, when I used to look at, like, you know, some of my favorite, you know, entertainers and singers and actors and things out of third, I used to think that, you know, my thought process was, in order to do this, because this is something that I really, really want to do, I got to be able to do, you know, the singing, the dancing, the acting, not just one thing. Mm-hmm. I said I wanted to be an all-around entertainer, so I always studied that craft. And sometimes, you know, like, even nowadays, a lot of people, you know, forget that it's a talent. You know what I'm saying? And people forget
Absolutely.
That. Like, it's not an easy thing. You got to be able to hone in and craft on every single aspect of, you know, of your talent. And you have to, like, work at it. You got to study at it. You have to, you know, figure out how can I make myself better. You can't be stagnant. Even if you have to bring, you know, professionals in, like, hey, you know, if I need a vocal coach, we're going to work on this. You know, we're going to work on some dance moves. Bring in the professionals. Don't be cheap when it comes to your short phases. You got to invest. Mm-hmm. You know, it is an investment, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
And I'm very thankful for just the people around me. I'm thankful. I'm really thankful, you know.
No doubt, no doubt. That's what's up, Queen. Now, I definitely got to ask you this because I'm going to ask you some good questions. But I want to know, are you working on any new projects that the folks should be looking out for? You know what I'm saying? Like what you got going on currently?
Oh, well, currently, well, I just got booked for a new movie role that I have. And I'm actually very, very excited about this role. I play something totally different, which I'm always excited to play. She's a professional woman, but she's also a little promiscuous. And she is very different from myself, but I find it to be a challenge to be able to play her. So that's a movie role that I have coming up. And I'm also submitting for a couple other acting roles as well. Musically, I am working on new material, a lot of good new material for the new year. And what I like to call like a boot camp, like me and my production team, you know, who have sat down, you know, and it's like a grilling session from like vocals to, you know, writing, you know, for something that, you know, we got to change. So like we are definitely working on new material and definitely headed in a different direction musically. And I'm excited about that. So a lot of my fans can look forward to some of the new material, and we've given out a couple of snippets of some of the songs, but haven't really, like, you know, completely leaked it yet until this time, just to kind of give people a sample of what I've been working on and let them see for themselves that, hey, it's different. It's really different.
Yeah. No doubt, no doubt. And I just gotta say this to you. I heard that Karma Sutra, that's one of my favorite songs from you. I'm telling you, it goes.
Ah.
Keep doing your thing. Yeah, I'm loving it. I said, there go that R&B that I'm talking about. So Seth, let me ask you this, because we do got a panel, and I know everybody got questions for you. So I'm going to switch it up, and then I'm going to kind of shut up after this, and I'm going to throw it to my panel. But I want to ask you this, because you do so many things. You know, you act, you write songs, you sing, a lot of talent. And just me personally, I know that can be a challenging thing. Sometimes it can become overwhelming. So I want to know, was there ever a point in time that you felt like, you know, because sometimes people get discouraged, and not saying that you ain't got no talent or nothing like that, it'd be so much shit on your plate. So I wanted to know, was it ever a time that you got overwhelmed or discouraged, and how did you overcome that?
All the time.
Okay, let's keep it in mind.
All the time. If I'm being honest, all the time. It can become overwhelming because life be lifing. You know, you have to deal with, you know, other things that are around you. And, you know, at the end of the day, I am a normal human being, you know. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you have to be able to balance, you know, a lot of things that do come out your way. But the way that I typically do deal with situations like that, if when I do become overwhelmed, I have to kind of stop in my tracks for a second. Sometimes I have to kind of like, okay, I got to take a mental break. I have to go in meditation. I have to go in prayer. I have to kind of like get quiet for a moment. And it's not that I'm being funny. It's just that I need a mental moment to reset and readjust and know that, hey, I'm working towards something and nothing is going to get in my way because this is my dream and can't nobody want it more than me. So I that's what I have to do. That's what I do for myself. And it helps me to be able to refocus, like, you know, I wasn't put in this position to quit. It's just that maybe I gotta, you know, think about something a different way or how I want to do it, but it's going to get done one way or another.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. That's real. Because I always say this, Queen, you know, I think folks a lot of time, especially in this business, they tend to think that you a robot, you know, and then you got to check a motherfucker every now and then and be like, wait a minute, I'm human. I got feelings. You know, I'm a real person too, you know. So that definitely was well said. Queen, I appreciate you answering my questions. I had about 5-6 more for you, you know, but Vanessa said pass it on to your panel. And so I got to keep it moving. But keep going, Queen. I'm watching you. I'm seeing you. I'm proud of you. Keep doing your thing. And right now I'm going to turn it over to our queen of Ground Hard Radio, Miss Chief. You got any questions for your girl, Sestic? Did we lose Chief? You know what? We didn't lose Chief. That was on my end. I need to click sis on in the building. Chief, that is my bad, babe. I didn't know you dropped, but we got you now.
Okay.
It's all good.
Hear me? Can you hear
my
me,
bad,
Queen?
Yeah, yeah, I got you.
Yes, ma'am.
I love
my
your
bad,
energy. The yellow fits you so well. Yes, ma'am. As a female artist, What are some things that you could tell other female artists to navigate through the, you know, the entertainment business?
Don't sell yourself short. Don't sell yourself short. Don't think you have to always have your behind bent all the way over to get attention. You know, I play around and I do, you know, things and stuff every now and again, and I clown. You know, but it's for the fun of it. It's never for like, oh, you know, you better look at me. You know, remember that your talent is always going to prevail, because at the end of the day, you want people to take you serious, you know?
Yes, and a lot
of people and a lot of women, and at the end of the day, I was always taught, you know, always be a lady at the end of the day. Always be a lady, because people are going to treat you how you present yourself. And so, like, in certain settings, you know, sometimes it can be a little bit overboard, like, what attention do you want? Do you want it for your talent, or do you want it for something else? So that's what I would tell a female. You know, you know?
So
if this was my little sister or my niece, this is what I would tell you.
We were just talking about that, and I had just made a mention about how whatever you present, that's that longevity. You might say you want to change into something else, but they'll always remember that character, and I love how you said that.
Yeah. Always be a lady.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I know we got a lot of cast members, so I'm going to turn it over to Jit, and I can't wait to listen to your music. I already listened to it, but I want to listen to it on the Grind Hard Radio.
Okay.
I know that's right. That's what's up. Thanks, Queen. That's what it is. We're going to keep this thing moving on down the line, and we're going to throw it to your boy, Carter Mafioso. You got any questions, big bro?
No doubt, no doubt. First off, I want to welcome you to the show, Queen, Miss SMJ. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
No doubt, no doubt. Welcome to Ground Hard Radio once again. my first question for you is, it's like a two-part question. What is one of your best moments, and what are one of your, you feel your worst moments in your journey in the business?
One of my best.
Good question.
Moments. Good question.
Thank you.
That is a really good question, because to be honest with you, it's so many different moments of me, what I love. My best moment, to be honest, I'm sitting here trying to think, like, what is my best moment?
Well, it don't
have
to be the very best. It could be one of your best moments.
Okay.
That's a hard one.
Well, one thing I can say is over the last year, the moments that I've had these moments leading up to now, within the past 12 months, what I can say about that is the fact that I was able to put together like a team, like musically. Like those moments mean a lot to me collectively, because now I can see like the actual change in the range of like how far like vocally that I can go, and how, you know, before it was like, you know, like, no, you can do it better than that. But who else is going to help me bring that out? Because sometimes you need people to like tell you and show you like, no, you can hit this note. You can do it this way. You know, when you get stuck in writing, what I do. So like bringing in like extra people, so that it's not just you judging you, like it's other people within your camp, like, nah, we can't put this out. You know, we got like a whole like panel, you know, before something. So I'm thankful for those moments collectively. I would say the worst, or I'm a very optimistic person. So like worst, I would say before that time, feeling stuck and not being able to like judge myself, or having, you know, that support system of a team that I generally trust to say like, hey, you know, nah, we ain't doing that. We can do this better, or, you know, this producer, or this or that, or, you know, like having somebody to be, or having that team to be able to like, hey, you know, nah, this is how we're going to do it. You know, we're going to do it better than this. It's going to be better. It's going to be bigger. Like people that's thinking bigger than me, or we thinking big together, not small. That's what I would say.
Okay.
The worst,
okay, cool. I like that. I really like that. My next question for you is, who was it that inspired you or gave you the motivation to do what you're doing?
I would have to say my mom. I would say as my mom being like a vocalist and things, you know, growing up in the church and being able to watch her like sing and perform and knowing how like, you know, she would give people like just chills, you know what I'm saying? And I'm a kid watching her like I brought the tears, and, like, that's my mom, you know.
I love that lady, by the way. I love that. Gotta love that lady, by the way. Gotta love her.
So that is always my inspiration, and so she has always been like that person to be like, nah, you got to sing it from the gut. She was kind of like my little Ike Turner. You got to sing it. And she was like, you got to feel it. If it ain't no feeling in it, then you don't need to do it. So that has always been an inspiration to me, to be able to watch her from a child until now. To be able to do that. So I'm grateful for that and for her, you know, just being there, you know, when it, you know, even growing up, like I used to be on like the dance team and cheerleading and all kind of stuff. And like, you know, every performance, like everybody knew my mom was going to be there. Where your mom at? You know, like, can your mom watch my purse, you know?
No doubt. Much love to the queen. My last question for you, since we got a long panel tonight, what is your end game to where you feel like, okay, I done did all I wanted to do, now I can, you know, I can kind of just enjoy my craft? Because it's like, you know, it's like a job when you steady at it on your grind, and you know, you want to be relevant, you want to keep everything going, and it's like, you know, it's no time to chill, it's no time to lay back, fall back, until you feel like, well, I done did everything, you know. Like, what do you feel like, what would be your end game, you know? Because most rappers, we start acting, or we start producing beats, or we'll find an artist, a young artist, and we'll sign them, we'll put them on. So what would be your, and it don't even have to be with music. Like, what is your end game you plan on doing before you sit your tail down somewhere?
Before I sit my tail down. Now, I will always be musically, I will always be somewhere musically inclined, you know, like, years, many, many, many years.
I don't think it's possible. I don't think it's possible to sit and tail down. I don't think it's possible.
Well, I just had to put a little humor in it. you know, I didn't want to say retired, you know. We never retire in this game.
Really retire. But what I can say, what I will be doing, like, up in age, I would probably maybe, you know, help with, like, artist development for, like, somebody that wanted to start out, something like that.
That would be good.
I would probably move over into more of, like, motivational speaking, maybe write some books, you know, do some book tours and things like that, because I'm a writer at the end of the day, you know. So mentoring young women, and by that time, maybe, like, my music will be getting sampled by the next generation, you know what I'm saying, and I'm collecting checks off of that. And whoever has been a part of my team from the very beginning, I want to make sure that I'm able to take care of them. Like, they still got jobs, you know what I'm saying? And they can still move. And, you know, I think of, like, Candy Burris. I admire her because she put everybody to work in her team. You know, she was a businesswoman. Put everybody where everybody's working, everybody's having fun, everybody's making money. And then, you know, her other her team, you know, they have other things that they're doing on the side. But at the end of the day, they all come together and they make it work, you know. And I like that dynamic that she has with her team. I really do. I admire that. I've always admired that for years. So something like that.
Okay. Okay. Cool. No doubt. Well, thank you for asking my questions. And I can't wait to get into your music. Thank you for coming to the show.
And I just got to say this real quick, team. SMJ, you got these phone lines jacked up. So let me tell y'all something to the callers out there, goddamn it. Don't y'all hang up. We got a portion for you if you got some questions. But there's some people on this line tonight. You know what I'm saying? So we salute you. We're going to keep it moving.
We're going to have to let it ride tonight, shit. We're going to have to let it ride.
You want to let it ride? All right. That's what's up. All right. Well, with that being said, JR, I want to throw it to you. You got any questions, broski? These phone lines lit.
Yeah, Miss S&J, I want to know, like, what would you say has been your toughest challenge to having me as management?
Toughest challenge having you? I will say toughest challenge. I would say, you know, sometimes.
Well, dealing with me as management. I would say that. Let's say that.
Tell the truth for shame, baby.
I have to say,
yeah, for real.
A challenge. I can honestly say maybe like some communication. Sometimes they get lost in the scope of certain things, but that's the only, I guess, the only little thing that I can think of. But at the end of the day, since I've known you, it's just been funny. It's just been funny to see, like, you know, how we met. You know, how we was like, okay, we're going to do this. And whatever we said we were going to do, we just kind of, like, did it on, a shoestring budget, or, like, however we did it, we made it work, you know?
Right.
And
right.
It's cool to see the growth from there. So I won't say it's just a challenge. It's just been, like, growing pains to get to where it needed to be, you know? And that's how I'm going to put it. That's how I'm going to put it.
Well said. That's my only question. Yeah, I don't want to put myself in the fire too much.
All right, that's what's up. I'm trying to move on down the other brick road. All right, because y'all know we got more cast members than love. Yeah, we got more cast members than love and hip hop. Goddamn it, dope ass music. You got any questions for your girl Cecily Monet J?
Yes. I want to say, first of all, thank you for coming through and blessing the panel with your presence right here on Grind Hard Radio.
Absolutely.
But I wanted to know.
Grind hard or go home.
That's right. Yeah.
After all these years, because, you know, a lot of times most people, they take a 2-3, maybe at the max 5-year run. What motivates you to continue to go in your music?
Well, first of all, the industry has changed. You know, you don't need a major label to make this stuff pop. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't. And so the simple fact that I can have control over my career, and, you know, I would say for, like, the last five, six months, I've kind of been in a little boot camp of my own, doing a lot of research on a lot of different things and studying how the industry has changed musically, you know, and what makes sense. Because now the right deal from a label coming in, you know, it would be more of a financing, but I don't need them to put out my music. You know what I'm saying? That if they come in and step in, they come in and step in it on my terms, because I've built, you know, me and my team have built me to a certain level and like, hey, if you coming in, you coming in on my terms, not me coming in on your terms, and we get a messed up deal. You know what I'm saying? And be looking like those people like on VH1 back in the day, be like, oh, they stole my money. You know, like, no, we're not doing that. So it's just been a blessing to be able to do that. And it keeps me going because I know at the end of the day that it's going to happen. And I truly believe in that. It's going to happen to a bigger level. And what I got working on right now, yeah, it's popping.
Okay, all right. And then my last question is, when you're creating a song, is it a think tank that, you know, or do the producers just give you a beat? Do you ask them, how do you actually create your project, your sound?
It goes both ways, to be honest. So, like, sometimes I can hear, like, a beat, and I'm like, I'll just start humming to it, and I'm like, oh, okay, and I'll make little notes, like, it could be like a pre-chorus or a pre-hook, and I'll just make notes, and I'll go back to it, and I'll expand on it, like, later. Or a producer could come to me and like, oh, I got this beat, and I may not hear anything that go with it at this time, but somebody from my camp be like, oh, you know, what about this topic? And I'm like, okay, all right. Because sometimes I could be like blank, and I'm like, I like the beat, but I don't know what I want to talk about it. So it goes both ways. It just depends on what mood I am. I go off of energy, and I go off mood. Like, sometimes I can be in the mood to, like, write something, and sometimes I may not. I may like a beat, and I'm just like, I'm stuck. I don't know what I want to write about. Let me live with it for a couple of days, you know? So that's how I kind of operate. I operate on however I'm feeling. Sometimes I'm feeling it that right for the moment, and sometimes I, like, I need a moment to live with it. Or sometimes I may have, like, lyrics in my head and have a producer come up with, like, you know, the sound to go with it. So.
All right. Well, once again, thank you for coming through. We greatly appreciate it. Back to you, Jet.
That's what's up. That's what it is. God damn it. I feel like I'm on Channel 4 News. All right. We got to keep it moving. Razor. So we got so many cast members. Razor, you got any questions for your girl?
Yeah, I'm going to ask one quick question so we can keep it moving. First of all, welcome to the show. Glad to have you. And we were just talking about, like, the impact of, like, Sexy Red and Suki Hana on the industry. And I want to ask you, how do you continue to keep your focus on, like, talent and improving your craft when it seems like so many acts come out and you know, it's a money grab or they just, you know, attention whores or clickbait? Like, how do you stay focused on the craft when you watch the industry give so much reward to artists like that?
Anything. I'm old school. Anything that you get fast, you're going to lose fast.
Ooh,
so things that have quality, things that have substance, things that have meaning, things that have longevity, something that's going to stick with people, that's going to live forever. So the way that I'm building me, myself, and even my image, it's going to come with a message. It's going to come with something that people remember. Because if you think that, like, you know, like early 2000s, late 90s or whatever, like it was something about, like, when CDs were still CDs, you had something of like a safekeeping. You had something from an artist that you couldn't wait to get, you know, something that was tangible, something that was a line or something that they said or something that they wore or, you know, something that was memorable or something. Just, it was something of a safekeeping that you can remember to this day. Oh, this, you know. Oh, that's, you know, that goes with this artist. You know, that's this, that's that. And some of the things that are, like, the microwave artists that are out right now that are attention-grabbing and, like, just saying any and everything on a record, it's fun, it's cool or whatever, but it's going to die out quick. You know what I'm saying? It's going to die out really fast. And I don't want that type of career. Like, you could
doing
pay
fans, right? From Struggle Love to Microwave Track, I'm loving the fans.
I forgot it that quick. But yeah, I yeah, we can't. Mm-mm.
longevity is going to last. And we building it up to have people, you know, come back to the well. You know, we want you to, like, mm-hmm. we want you to keep being thirsty for everything that I put out, whether it's musically, whether it's something that I said that keeps you motivated. You know, I like to bring a lot of positive energy. I swear, like, it's hard for me to kind of think in the negative bucket. Like, I always try to, like, when people around me, like, I'm the glass half full instead of half empty, like, all the time. I really try to be that way. And I just know, and if you believe in something, and if you know that's going to happen, and you know things come about in certain situations, but you know at the end of the day, that it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Some way, somehow. Like, I don't care what nobody else say. Sometimes you have to put on your blinders and, you know, forget what the naysayer is saying, or you feel like, oh, this people ain't support me. Man, please. It's a whole world out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting love in Turks and Caicos. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got people in, like, different areas, like, that are just like, you know, when is this coming out? When is that coming out? Like, I got a song called Lucky Girl that hasn't officially been released yet, and we just been dropping little snippets of it. And, like, I got people from, like, I don't even know where, like, asking, like, when did it come out? And I'm like, dang, you know, that's pretty tight. Because the song has substance. It has something that people can relate to, something that people can vibe to and wake up every morning and start their day. Like, that inspiration, that motivation, that manifestation, like, stuff that people need to, like, gravitate to hold on to when sometimes they don't have enough. And that means a lot to people. And then in the day, then I'm a, you know, bend over, show my booty and spread my butt cheeks and have a margarita and shove it in my, you know, whatever. So, no diss to them, but I'm just saying, if people want something at the end of the day, that's like,
real tall.
Dang,
yeah.
I'm feeling down. I need something.
Yeah.
I need something stronger.
Substance.
You know?
Yeah.
Then
substance.
I can party and, you know, have a margarita and shove it in my whatever.
Yeah.
But I can't wait to hear some of the music.
Now, we all know you alcohol-free. Ain't no margaritas going inside of you.
But I have set my game up a little bit. I have tasted a couple things. So.
Oh, Lord, we in trouble.
I love the relationship. That's what's up. Go down.
Absolutely.
All right, so we
That's
got...
all I got, Joe.
That's what's up, Ray. We got two more cast members before we get into this music. Callers, y'all sit tight. We going to get to you. Real quick, I want to throw it to your boy, Cobra Immortal. He came in on his day off. God damn it, Cobra, you got any questions, bro?
Are you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Craig. Working on your day off.
He worked on the day off. That's what I like.
That's
how we
do. That's the true definition of grind hard radio. That's
yes.
The definition of grind hard radio.
Let's go.
Yo, Miss Queen, I like to say introduce myself to you. I'm Cobra Immortal, Miss Queen SMJ, and I am glad to meet you and thank you for coming on Grind Hard Radio. My question for you, ma'am, is when you do a show or a venue, what's your favorite song or songs that you perform that you like to do on stage?
Of my own, or if I had to do a cover?
Of your own songs or anything.
Well, some of my newest songs, I haven't got a chance to really perform them just yet. But if I dig in, like, my catalog of music, one of the songs I can say of, like, my song Home Alone, I really love that song. That's one of my favorites, in my catalog, that I've gotten a chance to perform, several times.
And my second question for you, ma'am, is what are some of your, like, your creative methods or techniques when you create a song, or, you know, whenever you're, you know, have a vibe, certain vibe to an idea that you may have?
Call me Erica Badu, baby. I got my I got my crystals around. I got my amethyst. I got my rose quartz. I got my incense. Like, I got my lights dimmed.
I got my pen, I got my paper, because I'm still old school. I ain't putting it in my phone. I'm writing it. And I got my notebook, and I'm vibing. And sometimes, like, I'll stay up and won't go to sleep until I finish the song because I'm so excited about it. That's typically my vibe when I'm home, because when I get to the studio, I don't write in the studio. When I get into the studio, it's like, go straight to work. Like, we're recording.
Yeah.
And if there needs anything tweaking, then we'll tweak in the studio. But there's no writing. The studio is for, like, getting it down. Home, and that's my vibe. That's my vibe at home.
Especially when y'all paying for them studio times by the hour. Y'all want to be sitting up in there.
Yeah, you
right
ain't
now.
Sitting in there. Yeah, you don't go to the studio. You don't go to the studio to write. No,
right.
I go to lay it down.
Dropping on
well,
jewels.
Well, yes, Fable, thank you. Thank you for my questions, answering my questions, and congratulations to you and all your endeavors.
Thank you. You too.
That's what's up. That's what it is. All right. Last but definitely not least, DJ Sergeant Rock. You got any questions for your girl, SMJ?
Yes, indeed. What's going on, SMJ? You know what I'm saying? We'd like to welcome you again to Grind Hard Radio. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So we at Grind Hard Radio, you know what I'm saying? We always love when artists come by here to chop it up, to give a little bit of yourself and your talent. So we just want you to know we greatly appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Yeah, I'm very thankful to be here.
All right. Now, my first question that I'm going to ask you, because I'm a DJ, you know what I'm saying? I'm a real live DJ, so ain't no sense of nobody pulling no punches around here. I'm going to ask you some serious DJ questions, you know what I'm saying? All right. Now, my first question is, how are the DJs treating your music, or are they being receptive to your music? How are the DJs, the local DJs, the radio DJs, how are the DJs treating you and your music?
Well, what I can say is they have been receptive to, you know, what I have been going on musically. And we are still working on getting the music, the new music to the DJs. So it's a process. But so far, you know, that is like the next big push to being able to do that. You know, just like any other artist, you know, like before, sometimes it can be like a struggle, like, hey, you know, and I have had some DJs reach out like, hey, man, I need that. So, like, you know, this time around with, like, the new material. So it feels, like, real good to have them, like, you know, some of them are, like, are in my DMs, like, oh, man, I like that song, and I need that. Can you send it to me? So that's the next part of our role, since, you know, I still had to update my EPK and everything. And so that's a whole part of our process to being able to get that music out within the next couple of weeks. So for the next push. So, but it's been good.
Okay. So shout a couple of DJs out, you know what I'm saying? Because people don't believe us when we say, you know what I'm saying, it's a process to get it to the DJs. So shout a couple of DJs out that have your music, that have been playing your music.
Oh, definitely. DJ, shout out. Shout out to him. And also DJ Swag. So I'm very thankful for those.
Salute.
So I'm very, very, very grateful for them to have had it. And supporting
DJ Smack Silly.
Yeah, Smack. Been very supportive of my music and everything. So I'm just grateful for them. It's been a blessing, you know, because, you know, sometimes that can be sometimes it can be a challenge, but I'm very grateful. It's like, well, when your music is good and, like, people really sit and listen to it, it's like, okay, I'm rocking with this. Because I don't want to give nobody no trash, you know. I don't want to give nobody like,
Right. Okay. Well, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, welcome to Grind Hard Radio. Jit, I'm ready to get into these hits because I know she got them. So she's
you ready for the hit?
She might as well just come on with it, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? Because we ready.
Yeah, definitely. I know the folks out there ready. So check this out. We definitely gonna take some calls, but Cecily, we got two tracks that we want to play from you tonight. We got that My Day, and you know we got my favorite Karma Sutra. You know what I'm saying? So we want to play both of those, but I want to know which one you want to introduce first. We come back, we're going to take some calls for you, and I want you to formally introduce the track, and we're going to throw it out there for you.
We can definitely start with some fun. You know, if it's anybody's birthday, your day, my day, hey, let's celebrate it. This song was made with fun. It was made with the spirit of, like, celebration. So I didn't want to call it just another birthday song. I wanted to call it My Day because on your birthday, like, it's my day.
You did.
Right.
So check it out. That's Riding right. Hard Radio Testimony. Day, my day.
Let's get it. Keep it locked. The Ground Hard Radio. SMJ.
Hello. Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
It's your girl, Miss Chief, and you're now listening to Grind Hard Radio. Turn that knob all the way up. Let's get lit.
Now, I ain't heard a birthday record like that since 2 Chainz and Kanye West did It's My Birthday, and 50
yeah.
Cent did the In the Club. It's Your
it's
Birthday.
Her,
Go, Shawty. Yeah. Man. Now, that track was banging. That track was hitting. That track was
yes,
planted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
yeah,
was.
No doubt.
And as a matter of fact, I want you to send that to me, you know what I'm saying, so I can play it at my next party. So we can fuck them up, you know what I'm saying? And who is
for
that?
The birthday.
Who is that? I know.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Just make sure you send that video when you play it, you know what I'm saying? You need that, you know?
Hey.
Okay.
He want that video.
Okay.
JR want that video, goddamn it. You already know, goddamn it. That's what it is.
Look, I just want to be the DJ in the background. I just want to be the DJ in the background.
You,
wanna, you know what I'm saying?
We do it.
That track was slamming. That track was slamming.
It definitely was. It definitely was. Yeah. All right, so to my callers, now this, y'all been pressing one all night, texting, calling, DMing. It's time to press one, goddammit, you know what I'm saying? So if y'all want to hit us up, you got any questions for your girl, Cecily Monet J, make sure you hit us up, 323-693-3043. Look like we got a live one on the line. Well, we had, come on, 904, don't make me call you out. 4341, you been hitting one all night. Don't unpress that motherfucker. Press one. If you got questions. For SMJ, because I automatically click your ass in, goddamn it, because I know they had a question.
I be trying to tell them, stop
y'all
being so scary. Stop being so scary. Press one.
All right. That's what it is. All right. So 904 is your area code. Your last four digits is 4341. You're live with Ron Hall Radio and Cecily Monet J. Who we got?
This is Jay, man, from Duval, Jacksonville, Florida, man. What's up?
What happening?
Can you hear me?
Good, bro. We can hear you.
Ma'am.
Yeah.
I just want to give a shout out, you know what I'm saying, to this girl, SMJ. She has the hook with the song, My Day, man. I'm telling you, man, that's off the hook right there. I like that fire. Give a shout out to the co-host and to the DJ. Give those questions out. I like that. Talk about inspiration and brand. That's off the hook right there. That's what's up. So I can relate
that's
to what she's talking about, expanding your brand, expanding your inspiration, all that. Try to get, like, criticism and positive feedback. Oh, that's good, man. That's very good. And back to SMJ, keep up the good work. Keep on grinding. Keep on doing you. Yellow's your color. Optimism.
All right, thank
I'm
you.
Out.
Appreciate it, man.
That's love.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
305.
Yeah.
305,
yeah.
I see you.
Yeah, that was nice.
Press one, goddamn it. But we got another 904 caller in the line. Yeah, and you already know what time it is. You know what time it is, goddamn it. All right, next caller, 904. Duval, look at you now. I done been on this show 12 years. I ain't get all this goddamn love, but I guess that's what's going to do it, goddammit. But 904 is your area code. Your last four digits is 1110. You're live on Ground Hard Radio with Cecily Monet J. Who we got?
Cecily, what's poppin'? This is what I will.
Hey!
Yeah. Yo, Cecily, I just want to say I'm tremendously proud of you. I've watched you from ninth grade dressing up as Aaliyah. Listen,
you have
done more than surprised me from the talent that you displayed when we were in high school to the person you have become and continue to grow to be. And I want to salute you. I want to give you your flowers now. My day.
Aww.
I love it. I love being part of the team. And I love you.
He's a part of the production team. And it's so funny, like, years later, like, we actually work together. So he's a part of my boot camp. This is I Will. And he also has a book that's out that's helping artists as well. Like, I'm so proud of him, too. I just wanted to put that out there.
Thank you.
Oh,
yes,
cool.
I do have a book. It's called Unleashing Creativity, 90 Days to Create You. It is a book that helps alleviate the writer's block process. And it's also a space where you build inspiration. It helps drive the demographic inside of your brain that when you have that creative moment where you're feeling like you've hit a wall, whether you're a DJ, whether you're a producer, engineer, songwriter, you feel like you've hit that creative wall, all you have to do is grab my book, go to chapter 11. Chapter 11, that is emotional resonance, and you'll be able to find your new life in music.
Hmm.
It's now on all platforms, Barnes & Noble. For the audio book, I mean, not an audio book, the ebook, paperback, and hardcover. Unleashing Creativity.
What's the name of that book again?
Unleashing Creativity, 90 Days to Create You.
Salute, bro. For real, yeah.
That's all right,
thank you,
man.
Thank you.
That's all right.
Love.
Thank you.
Tonight it's about Cecily Monet J.
Aw, thank you.
Listen, this is a superstar, y'all. I'm sure y'all already know that, though.
Definitely.
Thank you for stopping by.
Much love. Hey, no problem. I love you, sis.
Love you, too.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
That's
so,
she getting all of them tonight. She getting all of them tonight.
And that's what I was about to say before we get into her next track. Like, Cecily, talk to me. How does that make you feel? You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I'm just saying on my personal side, I remember listening to you on 93.3 with Eazy-E, and y'all already know, like, that's I bumped that to the day at the Dollar General I work at. You understand what I'm saying? But how does that love feel? People watching.
It feels good because, you know, just to watch myself, you know, like, from the outside, from me looking outside, you know, just me as a person, just like, wow, you know, I've done a lot. I've met a lot of people. I've done a lot of things. Heck, me and JR put together, a TV, an online TV series that this was before online became even popular. People were like, huh? What? I'm
Thank
like,
you.
Y'all just don't even know. You know, putting something together like that, knowing that we could put something together like that, like, a while back, I was like, well, shoot, you know, just thinking of, even on a bigger scale, like, but for us to be able to do that back then, it's like, oh, sky's the limit now, and being that things are changing, like, all you need is you. All you need is you and you believing that you can get anything done, that anything is possible. So, like, sky is the limit, and I refuse to put myself in a box or let anybody else tell me that I can't do it. And I'm just very thankful for people, you know, who have been watching and who are supporters and who are fans or whatever. And I'm just thankful. It brings me to tears, you know, sometimes. So it's just like, Lord, thank you. You know, sometimes I just don't, I don't even like, Lord, I'm not even asking you for anything. I'm just telling you, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for, you know, people who see, you know, my vision and that we can just get this done.
Yeah.
And thank you for these doors and these opportunities because
without
you, God, I can't do it. I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I can't.
That's beautiful, Queen.
Yeah, and I could tell you this too, Queen. I've been on this earth almost 41 years, and I'm a stand on this. Good things always come to good people, so keep pushing.
Oh, yeah.
Keep
pushing. My grandma used to say that all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. All right, Queen. So we got this track now. This the icebreaker. We got that karma feature, you know what I'm saying? So I want you to introduce that, but Queen, I also want you to stay on the line because when we come back, I got a couple more questions for you. So go ahead and introduce that track for everybody that's listening to you right now live on Ground Hard Radio.
Well, hola, hola, hey, it's your girl, Sexy Monet J, the lucky girl, and I'm dropping this to you, Miss Kama Sutra. This song is sexy. It is very female empowered. It's telling that man what you want, how you won't.
Okay.
And I got a little spicy on this one right here, but I did it in a sexy, seductory, you know, Toni Braxton kind of seduction kind of way.
Oh,
it ain't
classy. Okay.
It's classy. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Ground Hard Radio.
Let's get it. Ground Hard Radio.
Let's get it.
Especially Monet J live in the building. Let's ride.
We will.
Now don't be scared when we get in this room.
You say you wanna do something. To show you on how to handle me. If I arch my back, you hit the hot spot. Going back to back, and baby, not stop. Do all the kinky things that I want to do. And if you're working for me, I'm gonna give it to you. Ooh, I want all the ways.
Like I'm a
teacher,
baby.
You can touch my body. Now you've been at me all but you don't give a damn about nothing else. Freaking me is all you need. He said he wants to show me.
To say this, you need to send me that track because it's going on my next mixtape. I just want to let you know that track right there is going on my next mixtape. You know what I'm saying? And I would like your permission to put it on there. You know what I'm saying?
This is a funny thing. So I'm gonna tell you a little funny story. So the version that you just played, that wasn't the final version. That was the rough version.
Wow.
So the final version has a little bit more a little more vocals and stuff on it. But this version is cool. It's cool. I mean, it's the same song.
You're holding out on me because in parentheses, final version.
I think the other one I said final.
No.
Wait
a minute. This is what we go. I can't wait till we go to visuals. This thing here say final version. I need you to figure out that loud. But go ahead though. We got you. We got you. We gonna figure it out. We gonna put this one on me. Yeah. Wait, we love it.
Don't worry about the vocals. Don't worry about the rough vocals because I like it raw anyway. You know what I'm saying? So you can send me that version and the finished version. You know what I'm saying? Send me both of them. You know what I'm talking about? For real.
That's a good laugh for tonight.
Yeah. But I'm gonna
tell
you this.
The way I produce
Grind Hard Radio, baby, it's gonna come out so crystal clear anyway, they ain't even gonna know. You know, so we got this, you know, legit been doing this a long time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We got
Baby, we like it raw. Oh, baby, we like it raw.
Put your headphones on, goddammit. All right, so with that being said.
Sometimes it can do too much to your music and take away from the originality from it.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, we're going to get that right, though. We're going to make sure we fix that. But, hey, this is Grind Hard Radio, and this is Reality Radio. So with that being said, Cecily Monet J, I want to know, is there any place, websites, you know what I'm saying, the folks can get at you in case they want to work with you? Throw your social media plugs out there.
Oh, definitely. Well, at the end of the day, you know, come on over and Google me or head over to my Instagram. Cecily Monet J, S-E-S-E-L-E-Y-M-O-N-A-T
Jay, shoot me a DM, you know. Anybody interested in working? I'm definitely, or either if it's not that page, then, you know, the label page, Big Daddy and Slim. It's spelled out A-N-D as well. And, yeah, definitely I'm open to work, you know. Serious people.
No doubt. That's what it is.
Oh, no doubt. All right. Everybody at Grind Hard Radio serious. Everybody at Grind Hard Radio serious. Believe that. You're going to be getting some work out of us. I guarantee you.
Absolutely. Very thankful to be here, and everybody that, you know, stayed on a little bit longer. We had a roll.
Yeah, we did. No doubt. All right, darling, I want to know, do you got any last words or shout-outs you want to throw out there to your people or to your supporters?
I want to hit her with the topic real quick before we do that, to see what she think about the topic that we got going on.
No doubt. It's all good.
If we could.
Do your thing. Definitely.
Go ahead. So what do you feel about the new generation of hip-hop artists that's coming out? Like, do you feel like they're the new generation or, like, they're just the microwave hits?
I feel like some of them are microwaves. Like, you know, a lot of labels are taking, you know, whatever clout that they have going on and making that quick money, and then they're going to shelf them, and then they're going to find another little thing. But the cycle is going to end. You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to last too much longer, because a lot of people are going to start catching on, like, why do you think a lot of people are still like, man, I still like the 90s. I still like the early 2000s. I still like the, you know what I'm saying? They'll listen to it because it has substance, and it's something that they can gravitate toward. You know, like I said, if it's a microwavable meal, you know, you're only going to be able to eat it, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, you get a Thanksgiving dinner, you know, you can eat on that for a long time, a couple days. And that's different. Mm-hmm. Like, which one you want, you know what I'm saying? Which one you really want.
Yeah.
And so people are starving. For that, I feel like, you know, I'm not knocking nobody's grind, you know, get your money, you know what I'm saying? But to those who are microwavable type of artists, like, get your money, do what you're trying to do or whatever, and invest it into something else, because or in another type of career if you don't have anything that's longevity and you know it ain't going to last long. You know, be smart about it if you're going to do it. But for me, it's just a different game plan. And I just see something different. But shout out to those who, you know, do what you do. But I just put myself in a different lane. You know, I'm not trying to be microwavable. That's just not what I'm here for. I'm here to spread love, spread positivity, and to give people something to hold on to at the end of the day.
That's true. Don't categorize SMJ as one of them artists. She's not one of them. Okay.
All right. That's real.
There you go.
All right. Let me tell y'all something. Best interview so far this season. We enjoyed it. You know what I'm saying? No, once again, darling, we appreciate you for taking time out your schedule to come kick it with us tonight. So salute. Don't be a stranger to Grind Hard Radio. We're going to get that right, okay. Karma Sutra. And we're going to keep that thing in rotation all season long.
Yes, indeed.
But salute, Queen. Definitely talented. Salute, and thank you for coming through the Grind Hard Radio tonight, and God bless.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. Have a wonderful night. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, salute.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
Hey, keep grinding, Queen. You know what I'm saying? Don't stop. Whatever you do, don't stop. I wouldn't give a damn what you go through. Don't stop. The body rock, God damn it. You know what I'm saying?
She's doing it. She's doing it.
Yes.
Doing it. Hell yeah. Trill.
And Queen, I wanted to tell you the energy that you give off, you stay right where you are. You are in the perfect path. You know how... It's refreshing to be able to listen to someone's music and it's happy music. Like, you have even if it's seductive, it's still in a happy space. And I think people need that. People need that. Yeah. You know, so
you're touching your soul. Thank you.
You are very welcome. And I look forward to watching you grow and listen to your music. And the yellow, I already know about you, girl. That yellow right there, that's happy space. I already know. So keep shining. Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You so much.
She knows.
Yeah.
Thank
no
you
doubt.
So much.
Thanks for coming through, Queen.
All righty then. Well, you guys have a wonderful night. Y'all stay blessed, be safe, and we will talk soon.
Yes,
ma'am.
All right. Yes, hello. Keep it up.
Stay tuned. You be safe too, and you take care. You know what I'm saying? For real. Team, I enjoyed that. Good interview. Good energy.
Man.
New season, new era. Yeah. Definitely enjoyed
that.
So check this out.
This interview is for the boots right here, because I wasn't expecting that. You know what I'm saying? For real. She's very articulate. She knows what she wants to do. You know what I'm saying? So that type of artist is the type of artist you're supposed to look out for. You know what I'm saying? For real. You know what I'm saying? And as soon as they send me them goddamn tracks.
Yeah.
It's going on the
media. Shoot me the email. Drop me the email in the group chat. I got you.
I got to say this, too. Just as long as this show been going on, that's how long she been grinding. Like, this woman has been grinding. You understand what I'm saying? So I got to salute that.
Yeah.
So check this out, team. We got 23 minutes left in the show. So before we get into the final track of the night, we do got the Shits and Giggles segment coming up with your boy Razor. But right now, team, you know what I'm saying? Since it's been an R&B type night, I love that, because people been saying R&B dead. And I'm saying, well. So tonight's throwback R&B spotlight, man, we taking it way back a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Tonight's R&B throwback track of the night is from a classic group back from the 90s, you know what I'm saying? ATL Stand Up, I personally like them, is Escape with Tonight.
Yeah.
Ground Hard Radio.
Yeah.
Okay. Keep it locked.
Hey, yo, what's the deal, man? What's the good neighbor, Peter Lay the Boss? You're listening to Grind Hard Radio. Ha. Turn that shit up.
I'm a little bit closer and looking to my he's such a queer.
Shit to giggle.
Why?
Shit to giggle. Fuck off.
I was busting to that segment.
y'all know I'm on my bullshit this time, right?
Let's go. Y'all know let's I'm go, on my Ray.
So I want to know.
Oh shit! From here we go.
Both the ladies and the gentlemen. I especially want to hear from the gentlemen. Let's say that you are at your Sneaky Link house. For those who don't know what a sneaky link is, that's your friends with benefits, your slider, the one you smashing that may or may not be in a relationship. If you are at your sneaky link's house and he or she goes into the restroom to freshen up or get prepared for what y'all finna do, and while you laying in the bed getting undressed or whatever, a cockroach crawls across your leg, do you kill it? Do you leave? Do you stay? How do you respond? Take off.
Well, shit, I'm used to roaches. Let the world tell it. I'm used to roaches. It's just one roach. I see if it was roaches. If it's
that's
one roach,
that's
let it
all
fly.
I was gonna say, how many roaches?
Yeah.
Is
oh no, Jed. If it's
just
one,
it's
there
just
might
one
be
roach.
some friends, cousins, and stuff. You from Duval, though, so
I know. Y'all get no flying roaches like you do in the 305. What if it's a flying junk?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is it a big roach or a small roach?
We talking about cockroach, bro. Cockroach.
German roaches? The German roaches.
Nah, we're talking about a big cockroach.
I won't eat in the house.
What?
Palmetto bug.
That's the name of the palmetto joint. They German roaches, and then them big flying shits they call water bugs. But them small, the ones that, you know, get all up in your computers and all that, those are called German roaches, if anybody ain't know.
I won't eat in the house, but I ain't gonna stop you from smashing.
You gotta know what breed of roaches you got.
Well,
how she look? Shit, was she fine? Shit, is it worth
knocking a roach off? No. You can't bring nothing in their house. Don't they travel?
They do travel.
Hey, I want to know how many fellas check the medicine cabinet before they hit something new.
You know what? Stop it, boy. You doing too much. You paying attention to too much detail. You going through a motherfucker house. You ain't supposed to be going through a motherfucker house. You know what I'm saying? Like, God damn.
No, yeah.
That is hilarious.
you gonna check the clothes bin to see if any roaches come out that bitch. You gonna check up under the washer and dry to see if any roaches come out that bitch.
to answer your question, Fraser, I would take my purse, I'd zip my shit up, zip all my pockets up. Seriously, because I don't want to transfer nothing with me. I came there alone, and I'm living alone. So I would probably take my purse and everything, and let's go outside.
Yeah. Queen, you don't play that shit. We already know that. What if it crawls across your leg
and you get ready to do
the thing? I'm going to freak the fuck out. Because you're sitting there and you feel something, I probably would, I'm not going to act like it didn't happen. That's what I'm not about to do. And we can go to Home Depot if you're my friend. I'm gonna help you try to get your problem solved. Like let's go to Home Depot or you know you need to wash some dishes or something like you know what I'm saying. Like this chair or throw the whole house away something. But you gotta do something about that.
You gotta come with condoms and a bomb.
Not a ball.
Help a friend. If you got a friend out there, you help him. Help him. That's all I'm saying.
Oh man, that's crazy.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. If a roach crawls across my motherfucking leg, I'm finna look at that female like, hey, what the fuck you got going on in this bitch? You said that I was coming home to the house. I was going to be the only one here. Now you got people crawling across my goddamn leg, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to look at her real funny style. I'm like, what the fuck is you got going on in this bitch?
I'm the only one from the hood. Anybody else?
Yeah, them hood cops.
They usually run when the light come on. Yeah, they go to running then, so you should be all right.
Ain't no tender pinnacles when you got roaches in the house.
Turn off the lights. Nuh-uh. Keep the motherfuckers on.
Yeah, keep the motherfuckers on. Keep the lights on. Cut the lights off. It's a wrap. It's going to be all on the wall.
So, Rob, that means you still going to smash, huh?
Hell yeah, I'm going to smash.
Oh, shit. I'm going to smash, too.
Okay, man.
Ain't getting in no bed or none of that.
He said he ain't laying down or none of that. That nigga, well, that country came out you right then, Carter. I like that.
I gotta work in the morning. I can't stay long, baby. Come on, what we gonna do?
Like
you gotta have a line ready.
Get in and get out.
I done had roaches before and then moved out the house and got down, caught myself putting the furniture in the new house outside before we put it in the old house. Them motherfuckers travel, boy.
That's why I told on niggas, if you gonna stay here, you gonna pay some of this rent, motherfucker. So come on, you all stick up. We in this together.
Raven, you stupid for this shit.
hey, but real nigga shit, that shit happened to me for real. I went over to a female crib. I'm laying in the bed. I ain't got nothing on but boxes and socks. And that motherfucking roach crawled across my leg. And at first, I ain't know really what it was because the lights was all dim. So I looked up. And, you know, I'm paused. I'm froze because I'm trying to stay still so I can make sure what I'm looking at is moving. Oh, hell no. Nah. That shit too big to be in the bed with you.
That's what I'm saying.
Bruh, I got up. I ain't even wait for her to come out the bathroom. I got up, put my clothes on, and I text her from the car like, hey, you got to get them roaches under control before I come back over there. And I said, right?
I'm offering
to come over there and help you with it. You gotta get that. You better call Chewy Nolan or somebody, cause I ain't coming back over there, bitch. That shit had me fucked off. I felt so dirty.
It wasn't enough soap in the shower for me to feel like I wasn't dirty. But I was like, oh, this motherfucker got me feeling dirty. Fuck that.
Yeah. New season, Groundhog Radio, baby. I'm telling you. I'm loving it. All right. So check this out, team, man. Razor, I'm loving that segment. I'm loving this segment this season. Queen, I can't wait for the Let's Talk this Thursday. Check this out. Okay, so before we get into the final topic of the night, we got about 8 minutes left in the show. Team, I feel like real quick we only had two cast members left that didn't get to talk about the topic at hand, the future of hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? So I want to dive into that real quick, final track of the night. Come back, do our shout-outs, and we get the hell up out of here. But I got to say this real quick, too. I'm loving this season. Me and JR in the goddamn Ground Hard Radio group track talking about the motherfucking Dollar General receipts. We're going to figure it out, bro. JR, I fuck with you. We're a little oil and water, but we're going to work it out. We're going to work this shit out. You know what I'm saying? Because let me tell you something, brother. I got to give you this. You a great fucking addition to this show. You understand what I'm saying? So salute. You know, I love how we all taking this shit in stride. You know what I'm saying? We're going to work it out. It's reality radio. This is how we do. You know what I'm saying? That's why folks love Ground Hard Radio. And with that being said, JR, I wanted to know what was your thoughts, you know what I'm saying, with the future of hip-hop. You got these different artists. Do you think they're going to last? One-hit wonders? How you feeling?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, to me, they all sounded too much of the same. So it's kind of hard for me to even put my finger on who's who these days, because it's like you wake up tomorrow, you got another person that blew up overnight. Yeah. But I do want to speak on one new artist that I definitely gravitated towards, and that's Scarlett. I feel like she's really bringing that New York sound back to New York. You know what I mean? That raw DMX type vibe, like, you know what I mean? So I feel like new that are coming out, but I feel like, you know, there are a very, very, very small few that I feel like could take hip-hop to another level. I mean, the NAE Choppers and the Sexy Reds and the Lolas and the whatever, I feel like, you know, they're going to be here for a season. And once that season is over with, you know, they're like a summer vibe. When the time comes, they're going to be in hibernation. Ain't nobody going to know where they at. So I feel like, you know, I feel like they definitely not the future of hip-hop. At least I pray they not. Because if that's the case, I don't know if I can keep going.
No doubt. All right, and then I got to make a correction because we do got your boy Cobra Immortal in the fucking building. So before I throw it to Rock, Cobra, what's your thoughts on the topic? What you thinking about the future of hip-hop?
You know, I think, for one, you know, I grew up in the era where, you know, I was born 3 years after rap had came out, hip-hop had came out. So I was able to see the transition of where we're at today. But if there is really, to me, it's like they're promoting a certain agenda. If you look at the symbols that they throw up in the videos, right. And I understand that sex sells, but they're promoting a certain agenda to the youth. I mean, earlier.
That and a lot of gang activity, too.
Yeah, and that's what they asked Ice Cube just recently about when NWA came out. I was 13 years old when NWA came out. So I was a part of seeing gangster rap, you know, how now, like, you know, the cats that you were, you know, naming, like with Busy Bone and all of them, Crazy Bone, how they were pointing out the Illuminati, the secret society, the complex with the correlation between the record companies and the private prison systems. But I feel like now it's all about the gimmicks. It's not about the talent. These artists that we see today, they're not going to be talked about like Tupac is. Tupac is still talked about 30 years later. You know what I'm saying? There's not going to be any of these cats that's out, in my opinion, where they're going to be like, they're not going to be icons like a Michael Jackson or a Tupac or, you know, right. Somebody like that. They're not going to be icons. They're just, like y'all said, they're microwave for right now. But if you take away the auto-tune, the beats that they rap on, and the money and the cars and the videos, if you take all of that away from them, nobody really wouldn't be paying attention to them anyway. So I feel like that if they're promoting a certain agenda, but they're not the future of hip-hop. Like, I feel like a lot of them don't pay homage to the ones who came before them, you know, and that's pretty much all I got to say about that.
Right.
No doubt. Why?
You mentioned Tupac. How y'all feel about them finding Tupac killer?
Well, you know, to me, man, I think there's other people that's involved in it. I mean, they basically are saying, like, the CIA and the FBI, which is known to neutralize our powerful black leaders, like they did Martin Luther King, they did it to Malcolm X. But it makes you wonder, it's because, see, we have to remember, if Tupac wouldn't have been killed, a lot of cats wouldn't be out. You know what I'm saying? So there's a dude, speaking of that, bro, real quick, I know y'all heard about him, because this cat, when he came out, he just set the internet on fire. Charleston White, right? Y'all know Charleston White, right?
Yeah. Right.
No. Okay. Yeah. You notice what they did with his videos, bro. They took him off YouTube because he did not join the Illuminati. That's why they did that.
Okay.
That's why they had to kill Tupac, because Tupac wanted to get out of the Illuminati. So, but as they said, allegedly, there's somebody else that is affiliated with, not with just old boy that they arrested for the murder. There's some other people that have been implicated in that too. And one person is that's what they saying. You know what I'm saying? And if you look at him, that's just like me, bro, if you think about it. Like, if I sign any one of y'all cats to my label and y'all come to me and y'all say, hey man, I met the contractual agreements to what we agreed on, I want to fly and do my own thing. Now, am I going to have it set up to where y'all sitting in the car with me and somebody pulls up on the right side, on your side, okay? And it's like, basically, why would I want to kill or assassinate my top-selling artist? Because not to take anything away from Snoop, Dr. Dre, the Dog Pound, or anybody that was on death row, but Pac was the number one selling artist on death row. So it's like, why would you sit up there and have dude killed when he's bringing you all of the money? The dude, he revolutionized the game as far as putting out a double CD, and he did that so he can hurry up and get off the label, because, mind you, this cat was on death row for only 9 months, and look at the body of work that this dude put out. So I feel like hip-hop is – I feel like also it's starting to, like, the creativity of it is starting to die out, but it's almost like we're selling out, because we got to remember, the people that funded hip-hop to where it's at today doesn't look like you and I. It's other people that funded it. So it's kind of like, yeah, we created it and all of that, but look who we had to go through, the powers that be, to get it out there to where it's at today.
Hey, and that's a good point. And Cobra, I'm going to pause you real quick, because Thursday, that's what the topic going to be about this Thursday. So make sure y'all tune in. So, team, we're going into overtime just a little bit. That's going to be the topic for Thursday. Rock, if you want to get your thoughts in on the future of hip-hop real quick, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get into that final track of the night. Come back, do those shout-outs, and we're going to roll up out of here. So you got a bit, bro.
All right. Now, I'm going to say this. Every 5 or 10 years, the music changes. You know what I'm saying? And it's all about adapting to the change. You know what I'm saying? Okay, we had our party moment with Sugar Hill Gang. You know, we had our conscious moment with Melly Mel and Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. And then it really turned into a party. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was trying to party. The dope boys was trying to party. The non-dope boys was trying to party. Everybody was trying to party. But like I said, and I'm going to continue to say this shit, when gangsta rap came in, when they had that secret meeting to usher in gangsta rap, that is the reason why we're having this conversation. Because now No, no disrespect. No disrespect. I like a lot of gangsta rappers. You know what I'm saying? But I like gangsta rappers that can actually rap. I don't listen to, you know, Joe Blow and the bullshit. No, you finna impress me with some Scarface. You know what I'm saying? Some NWA, some Ice Cube.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I like gangster, you know, Corrupt, the Daz and the Dog Pound. I like gangster rappers that can actually really rap.
Right.
Yeah, D.O.C. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it becomes okay, well, we got this artist. Well, let's push this artist. But this artist might not go nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Stick to the script. You know what I'm saying? There's too many changes in the script. You know what I'm saying? 1 minute they this, next minute they that, next minute they this, next minute they that. They look for the newest word that they could popularize. You know what I'm saying? And carry that on. But I think the real hip hop is coming back to the real hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Like, gone are the old days of how we used to make records. You know what I'm saying? We got all this superficial technology now. You know what I'm saying? But I think the old hip-hop is going to come back. You know what I'm saying? And I say that to say this. Everybody that's a gangster rapper ain't gangster. Everybody that's a real rapper ain't a real rapper or claim that they real. You see what I'm saying? It's what you doing this hip-hop music for. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know why you doing this, then you need to move the fuck out of the goddamn way because you taking up space. I don't give a fuck how much $1 million that you get, you know what I'm saying? The record labels blowing your head all up. You think you the shit, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know who said it, but they said, hey, you know what I'm saying? You fly by night, you microwave, you know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna be around for the next 5 or 10 years. You see what I'm saying? And only music that is being promoted is that is good music. Now, I ain't talking about this bullshit now. I said good music. That is the music that's going to stand the test of time. That is the music that's going to stand the test of time, man. You know what I'm saying? And I think the real hip-hop is going to do a 360. They're going to bring it back to where it all originated from, beats, rhymes, DJ scratching, and all that. I think is really going to make a comeback, you know what I'm saying, before this shit is over.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's all I got to say on that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and I
stand
10 toes down. I stand 10 toes down on that, you know what I'm saying?
We've seen too much.
We've seen too much go on in the world of hip-hop that is really not supposed to be associated with hip-hop anyway. You did.
Yep.
Right.
Straight up from the get up. All right.
And
so we did that. Yeah. All right. So, team, we're going to go ahead and get into this final track of the night real quick. Come back, do these shout-outs. I know everybody ready to get on up out of here. So, the final track of the night goes to, and can I get a drum roll, please?
Can we get some drums, please?
I love it. All right. I was hoping you ain't think I forgot. So, Rock, check this out now. Getting to the final track of the night from you. But do a quick track, bro, that I can get to. You know what I'm saying? But final track of the night actually goes to you, DJ Sergeant Rock.
Oh,
you got
shit.
It. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, since we back on Grind Hard Radio and we doing it real big, you know what I'm saying? And I show my love, you know what I'm talking about? So we going to do the underground bitch. You know what I'm saying? We going to do that one. Woo.
All right, so Rock, you know, and Thursday we can't replay. Now, I got it. It's queued up.
We might have to cut into it a little bit so we can do the shout-outs and go out, but I want you to introduce that, yeah. And if we got to replay that motherfucker in its entirety on Thursday, we will do that. But go ahead and introduce that track.
Okay.
I got you, Broski.
Right.
Time to go. You almost did the 2 minute track, goddamn it. It's time to go. But no, we got you. We're going to play as much as we can, but we got you. Then we got to repeat Thursday. I got you. Let me produce it.
All right.
But go ahead, Rock.
This is the underground bitch. You know what I'm saying? DJ Charge Rock broadcasting live 7,000 feet from up under the ground. This is the underground bitch off my new album coming soon to be announced because I'm not giving away no titles. Well, motherfucker, bite off me. You know what I'm saying? This is called The Underground Bitch, produced by Iceberg Supreme, right here on Grindheart Radio. Let's rock. Trill.
What's
Trill.
Good? This the one and only Bull City Maniac, your homie from the 919, Just KP. And I'm live right here on Grindheart Radio, the number one reality radio and all across the land. Man, if you with us, 323-693-3043.
Hey, hold on. What was that?
One more time. 323-693-3043. Press 1, talk to the host. Right now, let's get into more of this dope music only on Grindheart Radio.
Take off.
Well, nigga, guess what? Newsflash, bitch. Know what I'm talking about? Country rap tunes, nigga. Get your tampon on, bitch. Know what I'm talking about? Stop acting like a bitch. Know what I'm saying? These niggas typing in, talking about, nigga, hip-hop ain't dead. We still painting on the trains. Bitch-ass nigga, we was the reason why you was able to sell them records in the 80s and the reason why the shit was able to get where it's at. Nigga, it's more south, midwest, and west coast than it'll ever be anything else, nigga.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? DJ Sergeant Rock, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And broadcasting live via satellite 7,000 feet from up under the ground.
You're under the egg.
You know what I'm talking about? Hey, baby.
Yeah.
We gonna do a little something like this. You know what I'm saying? For real. Rest in peace, D-Mass. I'm a dinosaur relic. Iceberg Supreme, 7,000 feet, funkadelic. From the darkness, the speakers are upper. Dropping these megahertz tweeters, ticking like a motherfucker. Funky fiber optics through the wild. My internet connects will set computers on fire. Oof, I ain't boring you hoes, cause I'm scoring you hoes. Y'all just some amateur flick, and I'm starring with pros. And Spike Lee's directing, and I'm the lead role. I'm on some spiritual shit, so I don't need hoes. I got soul, it's genetic from the cold. My roots is by Augusta from the bottom of the hole. Across the damn bitch, save you up in this bitch. And the West End Black Mafia clique, it's second war shit. It's gold horse shit. To make a ugly bitch hate and make a dime, hip hop on some hard dick. You never knew till your head saw a dick. Now you can't start shit by saw dick. Nah, bitch. Tell them suck MCs to waste cash on you. I'm in the VIP, I ain't got my ass out.
I don't break the crowd. Now with my beard.
They better get a grip and get off the bullshit before you get stomped down by the underground, bitch.
Y'all niggas better wreck hold it. You ain't gotta type it, but you gon' respect me, homie.
Purple drink in my styrofoam. Purple smoke in my swish. Purple candy under 7 coats. Wet down on these niggas. I've been doing this for years, musically inclined. Having visions of the creator giving me mine. You see, I never been addicted to the life of crime. But I had it hard, had to sleep out in the cold sometimes. And that's the truth, my nigga. Some people can't handle the truth, my nigga. Cause I've been going hard since a youth, my nigga. DJ Sergeant Rock in the booth, my nigga. I salute my niggas, making boss moves.
Yo, what's good? It's Krim Dela, a.k.a. Black Zeus, representing that Black God Pantheon, and you are now tuned into Grind Hard Radio, so get your ass off that couch.
All right, man. Anybody want to throw anything out there? Not a time to do it. And we're going to start off with my big broski, cut him off your soap. Turn up for a motherfucking check. Salute DJ Sergeant Rock.
Same old different shit, just another day. Grind hard, Rick. Sorry, let me go up here.
Hey.
All right, Ty. It's your boy, Ty Marvin. DJ Baseball, 803. Hey, I want to thank y'all for coming to another episode, you know, Grind Hard Radio. Shout out to SMJ, you know, for coming and bless the show tonight. Shout out to JR, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shout out to the whole fucking team, the cast, you know what I'm saying? Miss Cheese, Dope, Rob, and Cobra, you know what I'm saying? And most of all, Jit Chronicles, Charles Billinger. I love y'all boys. I'm keeping this thing going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
DJ Sergeant Rock on the block. Keeping it hip hop. You know how we do, bro. You know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure y'all catch us Thursday night. We're going to do that Let's Talk with Miss T. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Razor, the Shits and Giggles. You know, good topic tonight. You know what I'm saying? Watch out for the rest of y'all. Keep your can of Razor in your pocket. You know what I'm saying?
They're dangerous. It's dangerous.
Thank y'all for coming. You know what I'm saying? And we'll see y'all Thursday. Grind or die.
I love y'all, niggas. That's what it is. All right, Queen. Miss 6-1, Nina. Miss Beat Shop. Miss Chief. Throw yourself out there, darling.
Y'all make me laugh. Y'all are some funny motherfuckers. Like, if anyone is listening, you can't help but have a smile on your face. If you're the toughest nigga out there that's listening, I know you're smiling. You might, you know, giggled a little bit and everything. Might have to, you know, turn your back and everything. Because Grind Hard Radio on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are reality. Yeah. We had a beautiful Queen SMJ on the show tonight.
Yeah.
She showed all that sunshine. She reminds me of fucking sunflowers. That's what it is. I love her.
No
doubt. Her music. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
I know you love it.
For the girl. Oh, yeah, I love it. I went to go see her, you know, because, you know, I like to go look at the artists. I was like, oh, yeah, she has it.
I know, Queen.
She has it. And many blessings to her if she's listening.
And that's
true. Bless you, Queen. Yeah.
No doubt. No doubt.
Salute.
But you guys, I love each one of you guys. You uplift me.
You too,
beyond the stars, beyond the stars, the galaxy, my whole space bubble. I know that when I come to Grind Hard Radio on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I walk away, and I hope y'all feel this way, you walk away with some more grind. You know what I'm saying? So all y'all out there that's listening, you didn't push one this time. Next time, I seen the calls. Y'all push number one. We don't bite. Y'all can talk to us and everything. It's an open platform. Until next time, I'm Miss Chief. I represent that 6-1 Nina, Southern California, San Diego. That you heard me?
Miss Chief.
6-1 Nina. All right, now look, I got to check on my broski real quick, man, because I got, well, you know what? He dropped. I'm going to speak on his behalf. Dope ain't appreciating that time change, goddammit. Dope, it's just the real deal. You in Central Time, nigga. How you think I feel? How you think I feel?
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You know how you feel on the East, or
man.
Hey man, I want to give a shout out, man. First and foremost, to the first, love you too, man. Say nothing.
You know, first and foremost, shouts out to the team, Grind Hard Radio, man. You know, it's ain't easy, you know what I mean, staying up. You know, we all got regular lives outside of this, so I definitely want to salute everybody on the cast. Every Tuesday and Thursday, we get it popping. Definitely want to give a shout out to my artist. You know, appreciate her for making the time out to come through for us tonight. Did her thing. Make sure y'all see her in the movie, Lot of Lies. Now streaming on Tubi, so it's free. So y'all niggas ain't got no excuse. Go ahead and stream that.
I got Tubi too.
You know,
me too. Shit.
Make sure y'all stream her. Stream her. And the Duval Native movie too, man. So Jake, you know, make sure y'all check that out, man. Make sure y'all check out her music streaming on all music platforms: Spotify, YouTube, Amazon. You name it, it's on there. Google her. You know what I mean? And you know, I'm out this bitch, man.
That's what it is. That's what it is. All right. We're going to keep it in Florida, man. Right. 305 representing R&B gangster. Razor, throw yourself out there, broski.
Yeah, man. Shout out to the whole squad. Excellent show tonight. You know what I'm saying? S and J was awesome. Good energy. You know what I'm saying? The topics was off the chain. Everything was great. You know what I'm saying? We could just keep it to the time limit. Oh, man.
Yeah,
so you know what it is, man. She got a 305 razor in my city. Y'all fuck with me on the next one. See y'all Thursday.
Let's get it. Let's get it. All right, man. We got so many motherfuckers on here. We gonna throw it to your boy Cobra Immortal. You know what I'm saying? Representing that motherfucking Crystal City, Missouri. Throw yourself out there, bros. True.
Yeah. Yo, it's your boy Cobra Immortal. Want to send a special shout out to everybody on Grind Hard Radio. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Queen SMJ, her music and her team, man. Salute to the callers that called in tonight. And it's Grind Hard Radio, man. Salute to everybody. Tuesdays and Thursdays, make sure y'all check us out. Let's get it.
All right, make sure I ain't miss nobody. I guess I'm going to throw myself out there real quick. Your boy Jit Chronicles, shout out to the EP Charles Bellinger. Shout out to the cast and motherfucking crew of Ground Hard Radio. King, check this out, man. Black Larry King TV coming soon to YouTube. You don't want to miss that, you know what I'm saying? So see how that motherfucker play out. Ground Hard Radio all new this Thursday. King, we did that. I'm loving this. I'm glad that we bite, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to say salute. Pins all across the motherfucking board. And right now, I'm going to throw it to my broski, DJ Sergeant Rock. Big bro, get your plugs out there and take us out. Grind it down for life.
Whoa, what it is. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy, DJ Sergeant Rock, broadcasting live via satellite 7,000 feet from up under the ground. You're under big, sending major shots out, you know what I'm saying, to the EP Charles Billinger, because he is the invisible man, and he working real hard behind the scenes at Grind Hard Radio to keep the lights on in this bitch, you know what I'm saying? So salute to Charles Billinger, you know what I'm saying? Much love to my brother, the motherfucking Black Larry King, Jet Chronicles, you know what I'm saying?
Love you, bro.
Hey, new season, new era. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
We've been smashed their ass with this shit. You know what I'm saying? For real. And much love to my boy, Kata Mafioso, a.k.a. DJ Face Mob, a.k.a. Divine Universal in this bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely,
I love
bro.
You, bro. We keep hip-hop alive, you know what I'm saying?
Because
we old, we old in a motherfucker and still doing it, you know what I'm saying? So salute to you, you know what I'm saying? For real. That's true. Mob, you know what I'm saying? Look, hey, if you see any smoke coming from anywhere, that is the TP belonging to Miss
Chi 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 Chi. Love you, Rob.
Representing that 6-1 Nina. Love you, Queen. You know what I'm saying? I see you with the graphics and the promotions, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get with you in a minute, you know what I'm saying? So just hold tight. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, much love to my boy Cobra
immortal. You know what I'm saying? Great addition
salute,
to the
salute.
Show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, we love you here. Continue to rock with the team. You know what I'm saying? For real. And that's
no
much
doubt.
Love. You know
salute.
What I'm talking about? I got to send a shout out to my boy JR. Because he is just a fool with it, man. You know what I'm saying? This man doing everything. You know what I'm saying? This man doing everything. So salute to you. You know what I'm saying?
Salute.
You in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Grind to die for life. You know what I'm saying? And I got to show my love to the 305 Razor, the R&B gangster of Grind Hard Radio. You know what
my
I'm saying?
My motherfucking
he got that new
love
shit
that
coming
nigga.
Soon. Y'all better look out for it. He got that new shit now. I'm telling you now. He getting his bag on this shit. You know what I'm saying? So y'all be on the lookout. You know what I'm saying? One time for my brother from the West Coast, Dope Ass Music. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Dope. You know what I'm saying? We sorry you dropped, but we giving you much love. You know what I'm saying? Much success. You know what I'm saying? You in the South
salute.
Now, so you can't do nothing about that. And it's your boy DJ Sergeant Rock. Don't forget the new album coming real soon. Yes, it's coming real soon. You know what I'm saying? So I'm putting that shit together. You know what I'm saying? I got the mixtapes popping off, YouTube jumping. You know what I'm saying? Oh yeah, if you go to YouTube, DistroKid, Apple Music, and all other sites that you affiliate with, all you gotta do is type in DJ SGTROCK, and all the covers gonna pull up for you. You know what I'm saying?
Real?
Some new shit as well as some old shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's the shit we banged off of down here. You know what I'm saying? For real. And I'm out this whack ass bitch. You know what I'm talking about? Jit, you know what we about to do? Let's go home.
Let's get it.
Trill.
All right. All right, man, we about to click everybody in. You got about 30 seconds to throw whatever you want to throw out there. Team Ground Hard. Team No Filter.
Ground Hard
Team
Radio for life.
We out,
you know
thing,
what I'm talking
man.
About? Hey,
deuces. Yeah, yeah.
Round this rank,
in my Chris Brown
voice. We here. Ground Hard. We won the Matrix round, bitch.
Black Larry Gang, Black Larry Gang.
Scream for me, bitch.
True.